This is AP News Minute. Angry protests over the burning of Korans at a U.S. base are continuing for a sixth day in Afghanistan. At least two people were killed and seven NATO troops wounded as people in a crowd of demonstrators fired on police and threw grenades at a nearby U.S. base. On the presidential campaign trail ahead of Tuesday primaries in Michigan and Arizona, Republican Rick Santorum said the U.S. should not apologize for accidentally burning Korans. Mitt Romney worked the crowd ahead of the Daytona 500, and Newt Gingrich told a Georgia church that the secular left is trying to undermine American principles established by the founding fathers. The opposition is calling a referendum on a new Syrian constitution an empty gesture. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said President Bashar Assad will use it to justify what he's doing to Syrian citizens who do not support his regime. And a 72-year-old Nepalese man on Sunday became the world's shortest person ever recorded. A doctor and a Guinness World Records official measured Chandra Bahadur Dangi to confirm his height of just 21 and a half inches. I'm Matt Friedman, the Associated Press. AP News Minute.